Hello, GWA. So, I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I don't exactly feel well. I started feeling sick yesterday, and it's like 5 a.m. right now, and I just can't sleep. So, I haven't really been feeling in the mood to record a script or like a ramble fab or anything, but I was just laying in bed thinking about this encounter, I guess, that I had a couple years ago, and I thought maybe a couple of you might like to hear about it. So this is gonna be pretty different than like what I've done so far, but hopefully someone out there enjoys it. So this is going to be I guess like a story time of the time I made a guy come in his pants in front of like 20 people. So this happened about 2 years ago when I was invited to like a campfire party. Like, you know, just one of those parties where there's like a fire going outside and everybody's just in the yard hanging out. And I didn't know anybody super well that was gonna be there. It was just like I got like a Facebook invite and wasn't doing anything, so I just decided that I would go. And when I got there, there was about 20 or so people all sitting around the fire in like a big circle in lawn chairs. And then outside of the lawn chairs were these big like boulders or like stones that were big enough for like two people to sit on. They were like the size of a bench or something like that. But anyway, I was there like maybe 15-20 minutes when this guy comes up to me, and he was a guy that I had seen before. Like, I knew who he was, but we had never had like a real conversation. I knew that he liked me, and I mean, I liked him too. He was very, very good looking. But we had never really talked outside of like just playful flirting. And so there wasn't really any space in the circle of people like on lawn chairs. Like, there wasn't any space there, so we ended up sitting on one of the boulders like outside of the circle, and it was not super far away. I mean, we still, like, people couldn't hear what we were talking about, but we were close enough that people could see us and obviously knew that we were there. And so he's sitting on my left, and we're kind of just, like, at first it was just, like, bullshit small talk, and then it kind of got into, like, oh, well, are you dating anyone, or stuff like that. And then I don't know how it progressed, but eventually it progressed into like talking about our experiences in the bedroom and stuff that we had done, and eventually he takes my hand and he puts it on his thigh, and I can feel that he's hard. And I looked at him like kind of surprised, not because he took my hand and put it on his dick, but because it was so big. And I know that sounds cliche, like this sounds like a bad porno, but he was very big. And I just started like rubbing him, like using the palm of my hand to like rub like up and down his shaft. And as I was doing this, there was a guy that was sitting like across from us, like in the circle of lawn chairs. And while I'm rubbing this guy's dick through his pants, I'm like making direct eye contact, staring down this other guy, like across the across the campfire. So I know for a fact that people saw us and knew what we were doing. And the guy that I was with, that I was touching, he kind of like put his head down, and started not shaking, but like shuddering. I don't know what the word is, but it was just obvious that there was something going on. And so I just keep rubbing him over his pants, and I end up really like focusing on the ridge of like the head of his cock, and just like really like rubbing that area specifically. And then eventually someone walks up to us and starts like making a conversation with us, and it didn't last long. They were just like, "Hey, what's up? Haven't seen you in a while." And then they walked away. And I was kind of like, not pissed off, but just like annoyed that he had interrupted what we were doing, because I really wanted this guy to finish. Like, I really wanted to make him come in his pants. And so I turned to like look at this guy to see if he wanted to like keep going. And he takes my hand again and puts it back on his thigh, but this time it's, there's a wet spot, like a very large sticky wet spot on his pants. And I kind of looked at him kind of shocked, like, "Did you finish?" And he was just like, "Yeah." Like really breathless and quiet. But and like all I remember him saying was, "It's so much." And he kept holding my hand over this wet spot, like he really wanted me to feel how much he came from me like rubbing him. And it's one of the very few encounters that I've had that I still look back on and fantasize about and hope that something like that will happen again. Because I don't know if you would call it a kink, but I just love when guys come in their pants. It's just really like hot to me, because there's this kind of like desperation of like, you're so horny you can't even take your pants off kind of thing. And then just seeing like a wet spot afterwards, it's just, the whole thing is really arousing to me. But there, besides that guy, there have been two other occasions of different guys that I also made come in their pants, but maybe I'll tell those another time. if people are interested. But yeah, that was, I mean, that's my story. I know it's not super erotic and whatever, but I just thought maybe someone out there would enjoy hearing it. So thank you for listening, and hopefully in the next couple days I'll be back with my usual scripts and ramble fabs. But until then, I hope this satiated your need for a little sin in your life.